Dímelo, it's your girl La Loca from Radio 103.9, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Welcome to Deconstructed, and today we have a legend. We have a legend, an icon, Harlem's finest. I'm talking about one of those brothers. When you turn on the radio in the quiet storm, the late night, you cannot avoid hearing his hits, and there's a ton of them. Give it up for Freddie Jackson coming to the stage for Deconstructed with Radio 103.9. Come on, Freddie.
Got a new single out. You heard about it?
Well, you're hearing about it now.
First album in 10 years. So the name of the album is called Love Signals. It's about peace and love and sending some positiveness around the world because we're in a sad state of mind right now. So, as much as we can send the message of peace and love to all those people running around fighting wars that they don't even know why they are fighting the wars for, we have a song called Love Signals, and the name of my... Excuse me. Oh, okay. You know, you always telling me what to do. So, the first single is called One Night. And his signature, Freddie Jackson. Just give me one night. One night, but don't bring a toothbrush. And we can rock for old time's sake and all the rest of that stuff, but don't bring a toothbrush. I'll get scared. That might mean you want two nights. And I only get one night. So it's called One Night. I call it my jukebox record. This is a song that a gentleman at a gin joint said to me, Freddie Jackson, you need to make some more, you need to make music for the jukebox. And so when I left this little gin joint that didn't have any windows in it, and the bottles of liquor had Dixie cups on top of them, okay? So it was that low. So I went and tapped him on the shoulder. I said, I'm going to make you a song that you can put in this jukebox. And so when I met my producer, I said, I promised somebody a song that'll go in their jukebox. And so the record is doing very well. You know, I don't expect anything, so it's doing very well. So maybe I can get my 12th number one record for my career. Right? One never knows, do one. So, but if not, we'll have one night. And it's going to live just as long as the rest of my stuff, so... You know, it's not about the, yes, it is about the number one records, but it would be nice to add on. So this is my organization here, Jatan is the name of this group here, and they wrote a song on my new album that started me wanting to record, and it's called Find My Way. They're excellent singers and musicians, and they're nice guys, and I met his brother the other day. But it wasn't his brother, though. He just lied. And I said, you kind of look like him, too. He said, yeah. I told him, he said, hey, my brother. You know, one night. But I've been in show business for a long time. But I've learned how to laugh and love it. But these guys are very talented. They have CDs, too, but we're not going to sell those. selling my records now. But they're very talented, and they put a lot of effort into this, and I'm really happy that they're here with me, Jatan, saxophone guy over there flying all over the world. But we're here, my manager in the back, you know, he's pushing me around. And now I have an audience of people that love Freddie Jackson music. And I'm grateful for that. Mr. Ellaby. who made the call. One of the reasons, double exposure. He does all my publicity, screaming at people, you got to have Freddie Jackson, you got to have Freddie Jackson. Oh, God, they're like, bring him, sir, please bring him. Stop calling me. But that's what he does. He annoys people to get me work. And I'm grateful. And so I'm really glad that 103.9 has invited me and my organization to do this. And I'm right at home. I'm a Harlem-based boy. So, yeah, I'm a Harlem boy. I was up on 125th Street yesterday. One lady said, Freddie Jackson, he walked up and down 125th Street. I said, well, I live here. I can walk up and down 125th Street. But I'm just glad to be here amongst people. Radio is very important, whether I have a record or not. But I'm blessed that I am played on radio. So when I got the call and Ellaby did this, I said, this is perfect. Because actually, 103.9 is the first station that's getting this live. Yeah. I kind of stay away from live singing unless I'm on stage. Well, this is a stage. But, you know, radio is a different thing. So this would be the first time I've done this in over 12 years. In this capacity, so you're getting it. You're getting it raw. I'm giving it to you straight. But I'm enjoying the moment, you know. And we're just gonna sing some songs and talk some stuff. As you can tell, I like to talk. People don't talk too much anymore; they just press send. But I like to talk and communicate because I speak so eloquently. So. So we're going to sing and play them drums and these keyboards, and you're going to sing on key, and you're going to clap your hands, and we're going to do the Philly dog and all the rest of that stuff, and we're going to turn this in. Don't act all proper and stuff like that. You know, I want to see you, like, feel the moment, you know? Don't be sitting here looking at me like, I want you to feel this. One night for you. It's nice to see ya. You're looking as sweet as can be. Blow my mind with your style. It's been far. And it's hard to believe. You know I've always loved your smile. And it's been some time. Have a glass of wine. Maybe you're the one. It's what I've been waiting for. Can't get any more. Don't let this night. Play your favorite song. You know we dance all night long. Whatever you want, it's your call.
It's your call.
I do what I can, giving you my all. Can we spend some time? Have a glass.
Much more. Love's guaranteed for sure. Turn off the cell phone. It's you and me alone. I'll make you feel so good tonight. I'll make you feel at home. We'll be in a love zone. And I know that you surrender to sweet love that's so tender. Give it to me one night.
Give me one night.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
give me one night.
So sweet, so sweet. And tender you are.
Give me one, give me one, give me one night.
Come give it to me, girl. Give it to, give it to, give it to, give it to, give it to me.
Give me one, give me one,
give me one night.
Give me one night.
Give it to me. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want one night.
Give me one, give me one.
Yes,
give
God.
Me one night.
Oh, 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 oh,
give me one night.
That's all I need.
One night.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody say, yeah, yeah. Could you give it? Would you give it to me, girl? One night.
Give me one, give me one.
Not two.
Give me one night.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Give me one. Give it to me, give it to me, give me one night.
Give me one, give me one, give me one night.
Oh, 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 oh.
Give me one night.
Come on, give it to me, baby, one night. Oh, y'all know this. Let them know that you're feeling good. Tell me why you came here. Was it just to sit and stare? Or won't you come along with me? Take out some time. And if you lend me a hand, I know that we could jack. Let's get on down right now. Let's get on down 103.9. Come on.
Jack tonight.
Now don't you wanna
jack tonight?
Don't you wanna jack? You wanna jazz tonight?
Don't you wanna?
Oh, oh,
jazz.
Don't you wanna jazz? Let's break it on down, 103.9 style.
Jam tonight.
Don't you wanna
jam tonight?
Do you wanna
jam tonight?
Wanna jam?
Jam tonight.
Don't you wanna
jam tonight?
Jam tonight.
Come on.
catch a feel. Somebody wants to jam with me. It's alright. If you feel alright out there, let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. That I want to say.
to be. And I promise to love you more each day. Has anybody told you today? You are my lady, yes you are. Everything that I need and more. You're my lady. Let's make love until the end of time.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. This is the first one, y'all. Somebody scream out there. Jatong.
Rock me tonight. Yeah, come on. wanna rock. Somebody say yeah. Come on, do you, 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 do you want to rock tonight? I've had a good time. I've had a real good time. Love Signals, my new CD. I love you, all the listeners, I love you, 103.9, I thank you, God bless you, to my fans, my friends, to the station, to God be the glory, to my Harlem, USA, Mr. Still, Mr. Ellaby. God bless you, Digiton. I love you. Good night.
For Freddie and the wonderful band. I like the fact. Give it up for the baby saxophone, y'all. Baby saxophone.
Baby sax.
Baby saxophone. He birthed it on the bus.
Call your brother and tell him that we did that.
Great job, man.
This is Deconstructed, and this is Freddie
this
Jackson.
This is Deconstructed, yeah. This is definitely, we humping all kind of stuff in here.
Freddie, you know, we just got, you know, we hadn't seen you perform in quite some time, and what a blessing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing you with us, man.
It's, you know, it's just good, first of all, like I said earlier, to be home, but also to, and these settings to me are more personal. You know, I can, you know, I'm a kind of guy that I like start singing after I cook dinner and stuff like that, or I just like the connection of the oneness sometimes, but just a few, what's they say in the Bible, where a few are gathered in my name. Right. You know, just a few folks in this, just the comfort zone of just like singing to you, you know. I mean, it's lovely to sing for the masses, but I like to look out and to connect with people because I'm a connecting kind of Harlem boy, you know. So this felt good.
Yeah.
Performing one night for the very first time on 103.9. So we made a little history here.
Thank you.
So, you know, they all gonna come now. Y'all got trouble now. Whatever Freddie Jackson do, I'm gonna do it too.
right.
But I like being the first brother on the block to get it done in this capacity, because now the phone and the emails are gonna start ringing. And that's a good thing. But I just like connecting. Still, after 31 years now, 3 decades in 1 year.
Wow.
Still being able to connect, you know, with radio and with something new, but with people. I'm not afraid of people. I'm a people person. So I connect with people because when everybody else goes crazy, a true fan and a true friend will be there for you. And I can say in 31 years, I've never had to be afraid of a fan nor a friend. You know, I don't live behind a white picket fence. I walk the streets of Harlem and I'm happy. And they protect me more than my bodyguard. I said, you don't need a bodyguard. They was gonna beat up the bodyguard with me. So, but cause I'm connected with love there. So I'm grateful to be here with you guys and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Freddie. You know, this is called Deconstructed. We get a chance to actually, you know, have a little bit more in depth, learn more about our artists. And you know, in the case, like you said, you know, this is new for us, but having a legend, an icon, and a brother from Harlem is so special because it raised the level of what we're doing.
Sure.
And like you said, others will come.
They're going to come, trust me. They downstairs try to get upstairs now. they can't get up until I leave this building.
and so, Freddie, you know, the so being a Harlem guy now, you know, were you that superstar singing in the choir? Who was Freddie Jackson as a little boy?
Eating a whole bunch of candy and fried chicken and potato salad and sweet juice after church on Sunday. And the ladies were giving me $25 and a dollar. And I would go, time I get left church, I'd go across the street to the candy store, get a package of not a whole bunch of now and later's grape, all kind.
Grape or banana?
Bananas was smoking, but them grape ones was good. And I couldn't lie to my mother and say, I ain't eating them because all the grape was on my tongue.
Right.
But I grew up on my church, Mount Nebo, on 127th Street, 8th Avenue. And so I went to Mount Nebo and I sung every Sunday as a child and snuck into the Apollo Theater on Saturdays.
Wow.
So to me, the Apollo Theater is really my college.
Wow.
That's my institution, because I learned from the best. I saw Sam Cooke, I saw Otis Redding, I saw Marvin Gaye, I saw Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, I saw the Jackson 5, and I saw the main ingredients, Child of Five Stair Steps. I mean, I've seen the best in the industry at the Apollo. So those people really were my professors, because I watched and I studied, and this is what you got. After all that studying.
And Freddie, when you as a singer, what did you get? Like, what, when you watch those guys perform and you said, okay, one day I'll get on that stage, and you did, and you blew it away. What were the, early on, what were the things that you like, okay, this is what you got to do when you do the Apollo?
Well, I learned that you have to have stamina. And although it was three shows a day, each show was a little different, but they gave their all in all three shows. So you can't fake the funk. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't fake it, because your audience will know it. And they will feel when you kind of like putting on and going through the motions. That's why, you know, I was yelling and screaming singing these songs. But they got the message, because it was coming from my heart and from my soul at the same time. You know, this wasn't about a dollar. It was about me wanting to do this and loving what I did, what I do. So what I saw on that stage was those people were doing what they loved, because it wasn't even the amount of money back then that it is today. So there was more stability in what they were doing. That's why R&B has changed so much now, because there's so many labels on it. But back in the day, when you saw Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett sliding across that stage, that was so real. When he was dropping to their knees, and I mean, they was performing, but there was a genuine feel about it. When they fell, you felt that fall. And so for me, learning from those guys is what has me. I used to like to watch all three shows, and they changed the clothes, a red seersucker suit, a blue one, but they were sharp. And that was back in the day when people took the time to dress to impress, not a wife beater and a pair of jeans.
No.
You know, now artists are like, I'm dressed up. I got on my Hanes and my pants are down here. I got on my boxes, you know. But back in the day, it was a class and a style that went into being a star and a celebrity. So I had my little note pad. I said, you got to look good, you got to entertain, you got to sound good, and you got to make it believable. And I think I've done that in 31 years, and that's why I'm still standing.
Still standing. So you and Paul Lawrence got together in church back then, right?
I went from 8th Avenue to 7th Avenue. I went to Mount Nebo when I was a little kid, and I couldn't make the decisions. I had to stay at Mount Nebo. But when I grew a little older, Mama, I'm moving up the block to White Rock Avenue. So I only went one block up White Rock. And that's where I met Paul Lawrence, who wrote Rock Me Tonight. Paul wrote Rock Me Tonight in the Lincoln Projects.
Wow.
I wrote Jam Tonight in the Drew Hamilton Projects. So I sing project music.
Projects. When they say you're working on your project, you was like, yeah, for real.
I'm really working on
in the project.
On the 19th floor. Really, I like that. Yeah, I do project music. But that project music has paid off for Freddie Jackson. It's given me longevity. And Paul Lawrence wrote that. Living with his grandmother, I met a gentleman here tonight who knew Paul and knew where he lived, but then I had to educate him and say, no, he lived with it. I had to give him that. You don't tell me about Paul. I was in the room when he wrote Rock Me Tonight. So Rock Me Tonight is something that has been in my life way before I ever imagined. I demoed it 5 years before I even recorded it with Paul.
Wow.
As well as Jam Tonight was recorded by a guy by the name of Halbert Johnson, who sang the song, Ooh, So Fine, So Fine. Well, that's me singing background on that record.
Wow.
I was a background singer before I was the star that I am today out of the projects. And so I'm singing on So Fine, So Fine, Blow My Mind. I'm singing background on Juicy Fruit, you know, the Juicy Fruit album. I'm singing background on Love Come Down and, you know, Show Me, Glenn Jones. I did my work.
Wow.
I did my background singing as well. But I did that living in the projects and learning, reading albums. See, people don't read albums anymore. So I used to look at albums and see who was on this, and I wanted to sing with wonderful singers like Miss Tawatha A.G. from M2 May and Cindy Mizells, who went on to sing with Bruce Springsteen. You know, I wanted to know who those session singers were. So I took my dream, riding up and down the elevator, sometimes when the elevator wasn't working, you know, because I used to come home from my little job, and I used to, 19 floors I had to walk up. But you see, there's a journey in all that. And so I can talk about that today. My life of where I came from has brought me to where I am today. So the music is embedded in my life because I've lived and I've walked the walk.
Wow. So, Freddie, you, like you said, 31 years, you dreamed of doing it, you did it, and now you're doing it. So, Freddie on stage, the stage we saw today, what does it feel like? I mean, you've had the success, you've had the number ones, you've made all the money, you had all the cold clothes, you did everything you wanted to do, and you're still doing this thing that you love. What is it? What's a different perspective now, like what you're doing now?
I'm honored. To be honest with you, I don't take anything for granted. I'm a humble man. My mother taught all of her children. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I'm one of the laborers. I'm just a part of this story here because there's a greater story to be told. But I don't know about that yet, but I'm working towards that day. So this is just a part of the journey. And so while I'm taking this journey, it's important for me to try to treat people the way I want to be treated. So it's an honor that I can get 31 years out of this and still be at peace with Freddie, even through the ups, the downs, the obstacles, the tears, the smiles, you know. I never knew that, I didn't know this feeling of being without my mother. 5 years I've been without her, and so I had to get myself ready to now truly, the umbilical cord is definitely cut. And so I'm a changed man, I'm a different man, and I walk a different walk, and I talk a different talk, because that part of me, although it's gone, the spirit is incredible. So I'm honored and grateful that I'm able to still do this through all the obstacles and still have a smile on my face, because many of us don't get to this point, the song, the wine, and say, millions didn't make it, but I'm just one of the ones who did. And so I'm just one of the guys who were able to still be here today through it all, because there were moments when the George Washington Bridge was looking good, and that wasn't to play at all. But then there's a God that's greater that holds me and keeps me protected and connected. That sounds like a commercial. Mm. You got to stay protected and connected. And that's what I'm holding on to. I'm going to be something years old this year. And that's something years old. And it's a good something years old this year. But I'm at peace with Freddie. I'm at better peace now than I was, I think, when I started, because I didn't know where I was going when I first started. But now the education and experience has definitely kicked in. And I'm a better man now, and so I'm at peace.
So, Freddie, you came up in a generation that didn't have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and stuff. You did a great job of keeping your private life private.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? We just know a little bit about Freddie. We didn't, you know, I was looking up the thing. I said, what? Freddie Jackson yelled at George Michael? I never heard that before.
Well, I didn't yell at George
Michael. He verbally assaulted George Michael.
Well, no, I didn't.
I was like, what is this?
It wasn't me that did George. George did itself.
Okay.
But no.
I never heard
I don't mean it like that either. But no. There was a little thing that happened with someone who did some press for me that was doing press in L.A. and caught me in a vulnerable state. And sometimes it taught me that you got to be very careful, because as you go along, you know, you can become very comfortable. And he caught me in a place where I was kidding around. And when you say something and when you read it, it don't, like I'm talking now and it's funny and we're seeing each other, but when someone picks up a newspaper, they can't hear the tone.
Right.
And so this particular person took it and he ran with it, but people didn't understand that that's not what I meant. And so as opposed to addressing my album, he addressed another situation that kind of made me look like I was almost a bigot or something like that, which wasn't the case, because I loved everybody that was in the interview. So I was doing a show with Jeffrey Osborne and Michael Bolton, and we all shared a dressing room, and Michael Bolton said to me, yeah, I was like, I just met him 2 weeks ago. He's a fake. Fake news. So so I said, no. And they said, well, who did the piece? And I told them, they said, oh, he's done that to everybody, but I didn't know. But I got over that hurdle, you know, and I got over that hurdle, although it hurt, but it taught me a lesson that tone is very important. And I speak of that today. People can text you something, but it's your tone. That's why I still like to talk to people.
Right.
Because you can text it, but when you say it, I want to hear the tone that you're saying it in.
Get it twisted.
Because LOL right now is a cover-up word.
Yes. Yeah.
You really cut. I'm on radio. You giving reasons. You telling somebody off.
Right. No, you're right. You don't know.
But then you put behind it, LOL, meet me outside. That's the new meet me outside should be a new not LOL. You know, so I like tone. I'm old school.
Right.
I want to hear you laugh sometimes. I don't want you to tell me when it's time to laugh. But I think it's important that we remember who we're speaking to, and I learn from that to give as much as I have to give, but then to learn how to pull back and to whom to do it with. But also, when you speak your truth, it has a way of setting your soul free, as well as I can carry this now still, because it was no harm. Exactly. It's just someone who tried to create harm. But there's no, the devil has no power here.
I thought you were going to say no weapon.
No weapons formed against me shall ever prosper.
I thought you were going to preach.
And I mean, you can bring glory. Oh, God. I had a good
shot.
Freddie
got that preaching finger, by the way. Look at that finger right there.
Let him come. Let him come. Oh, glory to God.
That preaching finger. Get away from me, devil.
Back.
See? Back up.
Back up. Jesus on the way. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I come from church, so I know how to open the doors of the church, you know. So it's a good thing because it lives within me. I was taught this. My mother taught her children how to love. And so I tried to instill it into children today. I told my manager, we were talking during an interview, and I said, you know what's important? Back in the day, adults used to not scream at another adult and say, you don't talk to my child that way. You come to me. But I said, you got to reprimand some children in the moment. You don't have no time to be waiting. Well, wait until I see your mother.
Yeah.
No. I'm taking you to your mother by your throat.
That's how we raised.
I mean, and because our parents knew that if it was somebody reprimanding us, it wasn't somebody who was trying to hurt us, but there was a line that could not be crossed.
Right.
And so I come from that strength, and that's what people talk about me, who I am, who I'm doing the hokey pokey and turning myself around with. Do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. I can sing that too. But my thing, you know, people want to know everything about you as an entertainer. But my thing is that I give you as much as I think you need to know. And what you think you know, then know it, but bring it. And when you bring it, come straight. Because if not, I could end up embarrassing you.
Right.
You know? So I just keep it real. And that's what keeps me standing, because it's like, what do you want to, let's talk. You got a question for me, bring it to me.
I thought it was interesting how you, like you said, with Unsung even, you kind of handled it. You handled it. It was what it was.
I got more viewers just because people were sitting at the edge of the seat.
Right?
Say it. Say something.
That's so
what? True. People was having
That was me last night, actually. Say it.
Come on, Freddie. You know, and for me, it was like, you know, there's certain things that you say, and there's the way that you say whatever it is that's going on in your life, because what goes on with you is your business in your life.
Yes.
It's how you handle your business and your life. I am a gentleman. My mother brought me up to be a young, fine, young man. Now, anything else in the world, I never robbed nobody. Okay. It was a few. No,
one time.
One
on 125th
time.
Street.
125th Street. Was that you? No.
I need my wallet back.
Well, yeah, okay. You can have that in the money in it.
So, Freddie, your project. You see, what I loved about seeing you up here, it's like, you know, when you see a masterwork.
Yes.
You know, you hit it off with, you hit it off with the new single.
That's right.
Which is always smart, especially when it's good. If it sucks, it's not good.
Because
you lose us if it's
people
not good.
People start walking out.
But it was especially when you have the mega hits that you had. Your hits, were they all number
Thank
one?
You.
Were all those songs number one?
I've had 11 number one
yeah,
records.
Yeah, they're all number
one. And
so,
various top 10. So I understand what you're saying, because
yeah.
That was my, when talking to Mrs. Stills, my manager, I said, we can't throw that song in the middle of a show and say, now I'm going to sing something new. Because the audience be like, huh?
Right.
Because
right.
Now they be like, that's nice, but we visited your life.
Right.
And new is good, but you got to make it, new is fresh, right? So you got to start off with that. And when it's good, you want to, hey, listen, I'm sure when I do this thing live, people go, we want that one night. Like my girl who's sitting out here saying, sing it again.
And then you tied it in at the end. Go ahead, brother.
I'm an entertainer.
That's a pro. One more time at the end.
I
on top of that number one, the first number one. You go ahead, Freddie Jackson. Take a bow.
Just drop the mic.
Drop the mic. I said, look at Freddie work. That's a master work. You know?
I just dropped the mic and just walk up the stage.
You don't drop the mic. That's a brand new mic.
No, I know. No. This mic feels very expensive.
Yeah.
So you only drop mics that are cheap.
Right. Cheap mics. With cords on them.
With cords on them. Not this.
So but tell us about the whole project, man.
Man, 10 songs. One night is not a good song. Let's just, I'm being very a cavalier now. And I say that because I put my heart and soul into this because I didn't want to feed junk. So One Night is an incredible song, but when you get into this album, I got
records because I wanted a hit after hit. I wanted people to say, oh, God, stop, Freddie. You know? And I did what I had to do. I have a song that's called Save the Child because our children need to be saved. It's too much stuff. Children are being neglected, hurt, and they need somebody to hold them and to tell them that they're okay and that they're safe. See, 10 years I've had off, not had off, I've been working, but I've been studying the world at the same time and getting into really what it was that there's a message, and after my mother passed, a change that came over the things that I need to talk about that's internal. And so I lost a few children in my life, not personal children, but children that I know. Who's going to save the babies? Who's going to save the child? When you see a tear falling from the eyes, so stop saying, stop crying. Who's going to save the child? Who's going to do it? Somebody needs to come out of themselves and say, come here, little boy. Come here, little girl. You're worth more. I have a song like that on my album, and I also have a song called Find My Way, which goes into the unsung piece. I wish I had it then. But it's just not about that. Find My Way really is about, I didn't know if I wanted to continue after the passing, and my sister just passed of ovarian cancer. You know, as entertainers, we go through things, we're human. We cry, we lose people, we lose things, we hurt. And sometimes it's hard to reconnect with you. And so I needed to find me before I was able to really do this. Going on the road is one thing, but doing this, it's you got to really be at comfort in a comfort zone with yourself. And so I heard this song that was given to me by my manager, and I had this song for about 2 or 3 years, written by the group Jatan that played with me today. And every time I heard the song "Find My Way," I was like, "But that sounds like a group record," and I would skip it. And I would skip it. And one day I couldn't get to the machine fast enough to skip it, right? And so it played in its entirety. And what was so strange is that during that time, I needed to really hear that message. The message, music is a powerful thing. It may not come when you want it, but sometimes when it comes, it's right on time. This particular song spoke my life. There's another part, the lyrics are, there was another part of me that I, that there's another part of me that I, something that I never let anybody see, because I'm always trying to be what they want to keep them loving me. And so many times I found myself doing things just to get that embrace and that pat on the shoulder to say, we love you. And this song said it. I've put so much energy into everybody else's thought, everybody else's life, and I forgot about me. And so when I found my way, man, it's a place that is so relaxing that I'm not afraid anymore. I'm walking a walk that belongs to me.
Love it.
And I want other people to be able to feel this joy that I am.
That's what deconstruction is all about.
That's what
deconstructed is all about.
That's what,
and that's what you're all about.
Perfect.
At this point in life,
it's called putting it back together. It's deconstructive, and it's about constructing it in a way, in a form where it fits you, so therefore it can fit somebody else's life too.
Freddie Jackson, Deconstructed. Radio 1039, Freddie, we love you.
I love you.
We love your music.
Thank you.
And man, we wish you the very best. It's going to be a hot project.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for being, you know, one of the first to do it with us, man.
Y'all got it first. Now I got to go home and warm up.
That's Deconstructed.
Y'all got the rehearsal. And the rehearsal was off the hook.
Off the chain. Deconstructed with Freddie Jackson on Radio 1039. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.